You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means only one thing. Our dear friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter checking in. A little bit more energy than normal with that daylight savings over the weekend. So I've been ready to go for this podcast now for the last hour, just waiting on you.
Does it feel like 7 o'clock? We tape at 6 a.m., believe it or not. I've given away the secrets, but there you go. We don't have secrets on this show. Garrett, does it feel like it's an hour later?
Oh, yeah, it does. But, you know, so by like maybe 7, 8 o'clock tonight, we'll all be ready for bed. We'll be. It's like we're old married couples. Jeopardy just went off the air. And it's like, okay, let's have some tea and go to bed.
We ordered it last night. I just couldn't bear the thought of even going out or of cooking. And I think it was that hour difference. like I was just, I can't get off the couch. I can't even go to a restaurant. I'm so lazy last night.
I was like hit with a sack of bricks. I was like, moving in slow motion by 7 o'clock. I'm like, what is going on here? What's with my body? It's changing.
My go to is my sinuses. I have such horrible sinuses. So I'm always getting sinus infections. So last night I'd convinced myself that I'd got a sinus infection, and Bruce was like, no, you don't. It's the hour.
Big baby.
It's a big baby. It's the hour. Oh, good grief! Let's not grumble. We have lovely lives, and let's jump into all the celebrity gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is.
Tea
time. Aww. Really sad story at the top of the show. So Nick Carter mourns the death of his brother Aaron, saying, "My love for him will never, ever fade." So he's heartbroken, addressing the complicated relationship he had with his late brother following his tragic death. He wrote, quote, "My heart has been broken today." It was a lengthy tribute and a slideshow of him and his brother over the years. He ended by saying, "Sometimes we want to blame somebody or something for a loss, but the truth is that addiction and mental illness is the real villain here. This whole situation is so tragic and so sad." What do you think, Garrett? Had you ever interviewed Aaron?
Yes, and, you know, from the earlier days, from, you know, even Hillary Duff dated him when they were teenagers.
Right.
And Hillary Duff even said, you were my everything when we were teenagers. And then there was a point, just like many people that deal with addiction, they something happens, something clicks, and unfortunately it's hard for them to come back, you know. Was he the butt of many of jokes at times? 100%. Yeah. And you saw a turn, and you realized, and you can only do so much. You cannot force someone to change. You can make mention, as Nick tried to do many of times, and just you know, came back to, you know, his brother bit him in the butt, basically saying, it's not me, it's you and the family. I'm the normal one. It's a tough situation, you know, and especially since Nick lost his sister a few years ago. And now his brother, and
this family. Yeah. It's all so sad. So Aaron was found dead in California on November 5th at just 34 years old. Just to remind everybody how strained the relationship was between Aaron and Nick, there was actually a restraining order. So Nick requested a restraining order against his younger brother in 2019. That indeed was granted. He concluded by saying, quote, I will miss my brother more than anyone will know. And I think this is really interesting too. You can have what he calls his complicated relationship with family members, with friends, but you can still love them. I have people in my life, they're not in the center of my life, but in my life, who are complicated people, and I just can't completely say goodbye. And I think that's certainly the case with family. Even if there's a restraining order, the legal process has been invoked here, even so, you can still love somebody. And I do believe Nick did love his brother.
And that restraining order wasn't more for Nick to protect himself from his brother. It was to protect Nick's family from his brother.
Yes.
So that's the interesting fact. But, you know, we've talked about the complicated relationships at the end of the day, you know, like William and Harry. You know, they came together several times over, you know, the loss of grandma and many other situations, too, where they put their differences aside, see a common cause, and say, yes, at the end of the day, we're still family no matter what. Because though it's ironic and a cliche statement, it's blood. Blood doesn't change. So as much as you want to might deny that, oh, I don't know them, you're still related by blood. There's one common denominator, a mom, a dad that brought you guys into this world. And as much as you might not disagree with them, you're still family.
You're still family. I texted my brother Douglas. I haven't spoken to Douglas in a while. No massive falling out, no big drama. We live in different countries and I just don't talk to him that much. And when I saw this news, without even realizing I was doing it because of this, I texted him to let him know that I loved him, and that was it. We probably will not, you know, see each other again for a while or even have a long, deep conversation. But it's right. There's something about family, isn't there? Hey, we want to know what you think about this awful, awful news. It's our poll question of the day. Nick Carter mourns the death of his brother. Are you surprised that this happened? Like, was this going to happen? Was Aaron always in trouble? Was there any other end of this story? As Garrett said, over the years, we've really followed his ups and downs. It looked like he had turned a corner. What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right, let's talk about one of your old clients.
Yes!
And someone you know very well, Jessica Simpson. So I don't know if you saw this online, but she obviously, you know, was doing a paid sponsorship type ad with Pottery Barn Kids and decorating her daughter Birdie's room. Now, here's the thing. The room looked great.
Gorgeous.
Because I obviously it's done well. They're not going to give Jessica Simpson
the cheap,
you know, just the, you know, an IKEA brand like Pottery Barn.
Pretty nice,
kids.
Pretty nice.
Very, very nice. Very expensive. So you know, she showed around. She was showing the room, but it wasn't what she was saying. You know, literally about the product. It was the comments underneath the video that people were like, They grasp their pearls and are like, what is wrong with her? She looks so thin. She is slurring some words. It's as if Jessica Simpson didn't know what she was posting, but all the doctors out there via Instagram were jumping on the bandwagon. There was one comment that got like 3,000 likes where it said, something is wrong.
Oh.
3,000 likes. People were like, you know what? I agree with that so much. You know, what happened to her face? She can barely speak. That's the problem with social media. Everyone has an opinion. No matter Jessica Simpson, who knows? She could be totally fine. She could have just had an off day. She could have just maybe went to the doctor and got some injections. Mm. Who knows at the end of the day? But, it just sucks to read all the comments. And there were fans, though, that were like, you know what? Like, why are you jumping on her like that? You know, it's none of your business. And you know what, Rob Shearer, I'll be honest with all our listeners. I might have done this when I was talking to you. Not to say about a picture of you, but I noticed a picture of Tom Brady, where he was doing a video for his clothing brand.
He looked different. He looked different.
He definitely looked different. And you know, as I was reading the story, I'm like, I am just as guilty.
You are just as guilty. This is human nature. We are people that interact. We're curious. Some would call us nosy. That's what people call me. But I like the word curious a little bit better. I like to see people. She's lost a lot of weight. Jessica has. I think she looks incredible. She does appear to be slurring a little bit. And in her book, she did talk about how she used to drink too much. So there's some speculation that maybe that is going back on. Also, I've got to point out, I know Jessica. I worked with her for years. Jess, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. Jessica wouldn't have posted that video if she didn't approve it. She gets approval of stuff. And she's a real businesswoman. I think Jessica has done
she's a
masterful job.
Yeah. I mean,
she's done a masterful job of tricking us into thinking she's a dumb blonde because she wants us to think that. Jessica Simpson is the smartest person I know. And let me say, she's getting a lot more attention for Pottery Barn and this ad than she would have had just been a normal video. So sometimes I wonder, I remember I was once with Jessica in the car, and we were going to an event, and we're in the limo, and we pull up, and she's got lipstick on her teeth, and I'm like, Jess, and she said, it's on purpose, and we,
so interesting,
but
you know what I was thinking about,
genius,
as much as you can testify that she knows what she's doing, but the comments in general, too, I mean, given she is now a strong woman, business person, Would these comments back then affect her as they would now?
I don't know. I think Jessica's in on the joke. I think she's laughing at herself before you are. And if you were laughing at yourself first, then nobody else laughing hurts you because they're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you. They don't know they are. If anything, the people that posted the comments, they're the joke. That will make Jessica laugh, and she'll be like, tricked you again.
Gotcha.
Counting all that money. And you don't know. She might be getting bonuses from the brand if she gets more than 1 million hits or 2 million. Like, all this stuff is put into the contract. Jessica Simpson reads every contract. It's not just her manager. Like, there's a lot of celebrities who have managers or agents, and she has those, but she's her own boss. It's all about Jessica. I love it. Oh, a little bit of inside gossip there on the Naughty But Nice Show. Hey, moving along, Madonna is getting screamed at too for a new video she put up on TikTok. People are saying that this is disturbing. Now, I know we're sort of like being so kind here and such good people and saying we don't gossip. This video is strange, Garrett. We can say this.
I felt like I was her gynecologist.
It's strange. She's in a bathroom. Madonna must have like one lovely room in her mansion, which is her bathroom, because that's the only room she ever records in.
She has a one-bedroom apartment.
She's
just
in a
don't
studio.
Know it.
Madonna's in the studio.
She has one studio apartment on the Upper East Side of New York that looks like $1 billion, but it's just a bathroom.
Do you have that one room in your house where you like to do your TikTok or your Instagram? I have a couch with two pillows on it, and I do all my interviews, my Zoom interviews. I do, like, really, I'm sitting on the floor, but it looks great because it looks like there's some depth in the room. It's a
room,
it's
very
it's that one area in my entire apartment. I've got one nice area.
Yeah, no, I have one area too, but that's the trickery of television too, where it looks as if I'm sitting at like a very like wine bar somewhere in the Amalfi Coast, but really I'm sitting in Westfield, New Jersey, with some no pun intended, not getting paid for this one, Pottery Barn wine glass holders.
Very nice. I wheel the piano in, I put the pillows in, I squeeze it all in this shot.
Oh, don't mind my husband playing the piano
behind me.
And then, he likes to play to make me relax.
At one point, I had some gold records back there too. Bruce is like, Rob, it's a little much. Like, come on, it's a little much.
So you're like Taylor Swift leaving Easter eggs when you do your interviews.
It's a little much. So Madonna, this video is up on TikTok. It is slightly alarming. There must be a filter on it. Her eyebrows are bleached, which looks really unusual. I used to be the biggest Madonna fan in the world.
Right.
And I just think, and it might be wrong to say this, but we're friends here. I just feel like the Madonna I loved would not have grown into this lady. Like the Madonna I fell in love with when she was 30, dancing around in a corset, being outrageous. I never ever thought this is who she would end up being, but maybe I should. Maybe this is exactly who she is, and she's going to be shocking forever, and she's going to be sexual forever, and right. I should just get over it.
Yeah, you know what? And the funny thing is, if you were to ever have conversation with Madonna, she would tell you the same thing. Just get over it. You know what
just
I mean?
Just get over it.
And I think that's the beautiful thing about Madonna. Lover, hater, whatever. She doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
She sleeps well at night. She doesn't wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning sweating, going, I wonder what they think.
Yeah, does not care. Hey, quickly before we go to break, Garrett, what's happening with Kim and Kanye?
Well, it seems like they're at least on speaking terms for now. So Saint had a flag football game. Normally, you go to a park for like a little kid's game. Mm. This one was held at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. I wonder who paid for that one. By the way, you got to think like Kim and Kanye are like, you know what? I don't want to do the part. You know why? You know why they could do that then? Because it limits the paparazzi.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Except for the parents on the team that were
that's
like,
how we got those pictures. If I was a parent on the team, pictures. If I was a parent on that team, I'd take
but
a picture.
But it looks like they were talking on the side, obviously. And Kanye still going through a hell of a lot.
Self-inflicted, let me add.
Correct. But at the end of the day, just like we were talking earlier in the show, it's about family. And there are children involved. And children who literally all they did was come into the world based off of the two parents so at least at the end of the day, as much as you might want to send Kanye off into oblivion, he is doing right by his children for now, at least. At least that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does. And also, too, we've got to give props to Kim here, that Kim can deal with this. That Kim is saying, for the sake of the kids, I just got to smile. I got to be nice to him. Can you imagine that? She's driving there knowing he's going to be there. And you're like, oh, for the next 2 hours, I'm stuck with him. And if I say anything, he could go off. He could go screaming and shouting. Kim's walking a very fine tightrope, and I think she's doing a great job of it.
Hey, she's definitely at the after the game. She does one of those big like huff sigh release.
She gets in her
Tesla, and she goes,
oh. I mean, it's just another disaster avoided. That's how she must feel whenever she sees him. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter.
We need longer breaks. I just made it to the bathroom, Rob Shooter. I just made it. Now I'm back.
It's a tight break. We have really short breaks now. I know. And I removed the ads on the breaks. Shh, don't tell our heart.
I know. That's why I have to run.
There's too many ads. I'm not really in charge of the ads of the show. In fact, I'm not in charge of them at all. But I figured out the button to remove the ads in the middle of the show. So you have them at the beginning of the show. At the end of the show, it doesn't matter because you just press
Do you have a
stop.
Me button? Can you take me out?
Never.
No.
You're on the loud button. We want more and more of you. Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Bum, bum.
So Cher76 has confirmed that she is dating Amber Ruse's ex. We asked on our last show, is 40 years too big an age gap? So we've seen age gaps. We have 10, 20 years, maybe even 25. This is 40 years. What do you think? 60% of you said yes, you do think 40 years is pushing it.
The others do point out, though, that this is Cher, so nothing is quite normal.
Right, exactly. But you know what's ironic, though? Like, if this was the other way around, where it was Hugh Hefner.
Anna Nicole Smith and what's it? Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right, everybody would be like, no, it's Hugh Hefner. It's Hugh Hefner. No problem.
Good for you, Cher. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Girls in there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, oh, I love this story. It's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, you know, the power of the queen, you know, though she passed, what now, almost 2 months ago? You know, we're still learning stories. And I have a feeling we'll learn stories until the end of time about the queen. So she became best friends, like secret friends, with Tom Cruise right before she passed. So Tom actually got to go to the Platinum Jubilee, but didn't get to meet the queen, right?
Yes.
So the queen was like, Tom Cruise was here.
And Tom was here,
and he didn't say,
"How
what
rude!"
Is this about? So the queen actually invited Tom to come hang out at Windsor Castle.
Can you imagine?
I mean, but remember what was it? Tom was sitting at Wimbledon or something.
That's like, right.
With Kate Middleton,
just behind Kate and William. He likes the royals. Who doesn't?
The queen probably saw that and was like, "Hey, get Tommy over to the castle. Let's go."
Come on, Tommy.
Became best friends. I'm so curious about, you know, this story. Given the fact that the queen, you know, probably was a fan.
Yeah, she'd see Mission Impossible. She knew who he was.
Right, exactly. Did Tom, you know, bring, you know, an exclusive, you know, look at Top Gun?
Oh,
you know,
yeah, a jacket, a bomber jacket, or the sunglasses from Top Gun.
Or the plane itself, you know?
Well, he did land the helicopter there. They're saying that you have to get special permission to land at Windsor, and because it's her lawn you're going to land on, she's the one that gives you the permission. So he did land his helicopter there. They had tea together. And get this, they planned to meet up again. They really hit it off. So they became, like, sort of friendly. Unfortunately, she passed away, so he didn't get to meet her again. But
you
I
know
love
what's interesting?
This.
Here's the other interesting thing. So Tom Cruise, 60 years old. The queen just celebrated, at the time, 70 years on the throne.
Yeah.
So that means, Tom Cruise was 10 years old, pretty much, when the queen started her reign.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh, we love it. Our nicest of the day, the two of you. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Chrissy Teigen's son, who's 4, is bored by his dad, John Legend, on TV. We're not going to say a 4-year-old is the naughtiest. Chrissy Teigen's the naughtiest here, and I mean this with a wink. She recorded her son watching his dad on a political show. So John is very into politics. We don't talk about it on this show. But John,
go vote tomorrow, though.
Good for him. Go vote. Go vote, everybody. And so she was recording her son watching his dad, and he couldn't have been more bored. Like, he just didn't care.
I get it, though. I get it. Like, you know, being on the radio and my kids here, like, they don't care.
They don't care.
Put Bluey on. I want to listen to Bluey. You know, that's great. I see this guy. I hear him all the time at home.
He's annoying.
He's stuck in the car now, with us. Why can't we get away from
him? It's adorable. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. I love this quote from Taylor Swift. She said, "My parents never raised me to feel I was entitled to success. That you have to work for it. You have to work hard for it. And sometimes you don't even get to where you need to go." I love this quote. I am not entitled. Never. I have a lot of privilege. I'm a very lucky guy. But I work really hard. I get up every day and do the work. Once again, nobody is entitled to success. Do the work. That is it for today. Thank you so much. For listening to the Naughty But Nice Show with Rob and Garand.
Oh, look at you.
Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or the Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be
nice. You've
got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.